European leaders are meeting this week to figure out how to manage a British departure from the European Union. The realities of what a Brexit will mean are beginning to sink in across Europe. Joining us now for a look at the reaction in France is Annick Cojon, who is a reporter at large at Le Monde. She joins us via Skype from Paris. Annick, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, how are people in France feeling about the Brexit vote?
My God, everybody's talking about that, of course. It's a huge discussion. People are shocked and stunned. It was a surprise, a total surprise. We didn't expect that. We knew the debate in the UK was tough, wild, full of hatreds, included violence. We could see most of the press was in favor of the out, with incredible propaganda in the tabloids based on the migrants, on the fear, making the EU responsible for everything bad in people's life, etc. We knew also that the British have never been good partners in the European Union. They were reluctant to enter. They were imperialistic, nostalgic of the empire, of the good old days, etc. And I don't know, we knew that the British politicians were all playing their own and selfish part, and particularly Boris Johnson. But we thought reason would prevail at the last minute. And of course, now, after a couple of days, people are really upset and tend to say, okay, you want to leave? Just leave. Stay isolated. You're already regretting your foolish decision. Go back to the past. Refuse to see the future. Welcome to your disillusion. The huge petition claiming for a new referendum. This is ridiculous, you know? And some humorists and entertainers are joking, Boris Johnson not even knowing what to do and looking surprised, looking for a delay, asking for a delay and preferring to play cricket during the weekend. And I should also say that all the French yesterday were feeling so happy to see the British football team being kicked off from the European Championship. That was very funny. In the streets of Paris, you could see people yelling, etc. British are out, etc. So it's bizarre. And also I should say also that we think of the young people from the UK, and young French people are also very sad. And we have the impression that the old people from England have stolen the European dreams of the young. You know, there were 70% of the young who voted for Remain. And I shouldn't even talk, in fact, of the dream, because it was reality for all those people. All of them have never known of Europe without the UK. So it's bizarre, and it looks unfair, and it's really upsetting, especially for the young generation.
But do you think that it means an eventual end of the Union, or are countries like France, like Germany, even like Spain and Italy and Greece going to be able to stay together after one country, I mean, assuming they actually do go through with it and Brexit, and there are questions about that, but after one leaves, will the rest stay together?
Oh, well, I hope so. I think so, because it has been a big dream, as I was saying. It was also the consequence and a big ambition, and the consequence of the war. You know, our history has always been complicated with the British. There were lots of rivalry, disdain, battles, but World War II is still in our mind. We forget Chamberlain, but not Churchill, who is an European hero. And we thank the British with their Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, for their help, etc. And most of them learned English by going in British family, you know, for summertime and all that kind of thing. So we can't imagine this would provoke the end of Europe. There were so many links. And among the rest of Europe, of course, we still want to maintain this unity. But it's going to be complicated. We need something to be done in the next days, within the next weeks. And the fact that the British now seem to be reluctant, seem to be very slow, they want to maybe to wait for October. We can't allow that. We need to be fast, because we need to show that Europe is still awake and fully alive. And it could be it could be dramatic. So that's why all these meetings today, tomorrow with Holland and Merkel and all the others are terribly important. They have to send signs that show Europe is awake and they need to give us a vision of Europe. But you're right, it's a big crisis. Lots of people could ask for some other referendum, of course. The idea of the British and also populist people like Marine Le Pen from the extreme right are trying to take advantage, take the benefit of what happened. And she's so happy. She congratulates the bridge and puts Union Jack on her Twitter account, etc. And there's a lot of populists who really want to take advantage. So it's a very dangerous moment. The poison has entered our minds. And you're right. Many fears of contagion will spread. I don't think so, but there is a risk. This is why we need a vision to be given, and we need some generosity, and we need to reaffirm the position, what unified us, and we don't want the biggest union. We don't want any other country to enter. This probably has been too fast, and we followed sometimes our goal. But yes, it's a very dangerous moment.
Well, let me ask you about Marine Le Pen, the head of the right-wing National Front Party in France, who's been outspoken in her support of Brexit and her scorn for the EU. She sees it as the start of a wave of anti-EU sentiment in Europe, an anti-EU movement in Europe. Is it possible that we'll see a Frexit, a movement for France to exit the European Union, a serious movement?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe I don't want it, but no, seriously, I don't think so. I think most of the politicians will not take a risk and don't want to play with this dangerous weapon of referendum. They are not irresponsible, as probably Boris Johnson has been. Of course, there is Marine Le Pen, and there she's popular now, and of course she has so many contradictions in our speech, in her speech. But I don't think the politicians will follow. There is a temptation, you know. Of course, lots of people are not happy with Europe, and they don't know, they don't understand Europe, they don't understand what do so many people work, why so many people work in Brussels. There are so many, civil servants there, highly paid, etc., not paying taxes. You know, there's all these stories about is it useful? What does the European Commission do, etc., etc. All these new taxes, all these new norms that are imposed by Europe. So, of course, there could be a movement against Europe. But strongly, I can't imagine the French going in that direction. There are too many links. We are facing so many dangers in this world. You know, we're facing terrorism, and we know Belgium, France, and even UK, in fact, know very deeply what terrorism means now. The last phases have been terrifying in Paris and in our countries. There is an economic crisis. There is, you know, we're facing Russian dictatorship in a way, the new Chinese development, this huge crisis of immigration. And we need to be united. We need to have a voice in the world and to be united. So I can't imagine one second that we could go in that direction.
That's Annick Cojan, a reporter at large at Le Monde, joining us from Paris. Annick, always great to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. I was happy to do that.